Rabban. We are in Siman Tuf Mem Hey. We're going out starting the dinim of Bir Chametz. We're on the bottom of page 38. Moving on to page 39. The dinim over here in our Siman, we jump to the second parak. The second parak in the first Mishnah, Daf Kaf Aleph of an Aleph, tells us in the middle of Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Bir Chametz Elisrei, for the only way to Mekayim, your mitzvah of Tashbisa, it says in the Torah, Tashbisa, you have to destroy your Chametz. Rabbi Yehuda understands the Pasuk mean Tashbisa over here requires it to be done Ayidei Sreifa and Sreifa alone. He learns it out, we'll soon see, from the mitzvah of Nosar. Okay, from the mitzvah of Nosar, you have to be burned the Nosar by the Karbanos. If you leave it off the Karbanos for too long, you have to go ahead and burn it. So too, over here by Sreifas Chametz, you have to burn the Chametz. That's the only way to Mekayim your mitzvah of Tashbisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachamim Omrim, says the Mishnah, Af Mifarer V'zorah V'leruach, Oh, Matali Liyam, you could either crummy up your chametz and throw it in the wind, or you could throw it into the yam. You're also mekayim your mitzvah tashbisu ayidezeh. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim. The next about seven blot of Gemara goes into the machlokas between Rabbi Abo and Chizkiya and a couple of other nyanim also, but mainly Rabbi Abo and Chizkiya about Losolchal v'chule v'chule, as the people have gone through the second parak of Maseches Pesachim, that it does not really connect too much to the Masechet. It's got other nyanim over there, very interesting nyanim, but different nyanim about the Isser of Hanah, by all the mitzvahs, the Isser of Hanah that we have found in the Torah. Then you have to skip all the way to Daf Kav Ches. All the way in Daf Kav Ches, it really comes. Zayin Amabez starts the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. The Gemara over there, in the middle of the Kav Zayin Amabez, says, Tani Amar Yehuda, Ein Bir Chametz El Esrifa, V'adin Nosi. Uman Nosar, and it goes through about three or four different possibilities of Rabbi Yehuda, where he can learn out this din, that Ein Bir Chametz El Esrifa, they're all learned from Nosar. The Mitzvah Nosar, they have to burn the rest leftover Karbanos, so too that he learns it out, that you have to burn your leftover Chametz. And then the Gemara, Daf Kav Chesam and Aleph, goes into the Shita of the Chachamim. Chachamim says, you can mefazer ruach beruach, oh matali yams. The Gemara has a shayla. Ibailu, hechi kamar mefar vizor luruach u mefar u matali yam, odil mefar vizor luruach, avol matali yam be'enei. The shayla of the Gemara is, when the Chachamim say that you could throw it into the yam and you're mekayim your mitzvah tashbisu, is it also that you first have to go ahead and break it into crumbs and then you could throw it into the yam? Or that's only when you're throwing to the ruach. When you're throwing to the ruach, you have to first crumb it, and then you can't just throw a whole piece of challah out in the wind. That doesn't do anything. It's going to land. It's going to be still be chametz gomer. You have to first crumb it into little pieces, and then you can throw it to the ruach. What about when you throw it to the yam? Is it good enough just to throw the whole piece of challah into the yam, or do you have to first crumb that challah before you go ahead and do it? That's the ibailu in the Gemara, and it becomes into a machlokas between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba holds that you have to go ahead and mefazer and matal yam. You have to first crumb and throw into the yam. And Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Rabbi Yosef says, no, when you throw a piece of bread into the yam, does mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu. It's going to get destroyed that way. Therefore, you do not have to break it into crumbs first, according to the shita of Rabbi Yosef. The Maskarna the Gemara, after bringing up Tani Kavasi, the Rabba, and a Kanir Kavasi, the Rabbi Yosef, the Maskarna the Gemara, that even according to Rabbi Yosef, that's only by like bread and crackers, things that are going to fall apart when you throw it into the yam. But if you have chitim that have been machmits, if you have hard chametz that have become chametz, okay, if they're hard chametz, it's a whole piece of chita that spit water on it and become chametz, those things you would have to break up before we mat the liyam, because it's not going to fall apart in the yam. Okay, that is the machlokas within the chachamim. It's got machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the chachamim, and within the chachamim, we have a machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. And therefore, we're going to basically have these three different options. There are going to be three opinions in the Rishonim. Rashi, Paskins, Legamri is brought down in the tour over here. Rashi brought Paskins, Legamri, like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Lahachmer, that Ein Bir Chametz Ella Sreifa. You must burn your chametz. There is no other way of mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisa. However, the Rambam and others, Rambam, Rush, hold Paskin Alach Lamaisa, like the sheet of the Chachamim, like generally you have Yachid V'Rabim, Alach Karabim, that you can mekayim your mitzvah any way you want. You can throw it into the Ruach, you can go ahead and throw it into the sea. Those are also going to mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisa. The Rush and the Rambam, though, then go ahead and split their psak between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, the Rosh Paskins, like the Sheet of Rabbah, that even if you're Matal Yam, you first have to Mefarer, you have to go ahead and crumb the Chametz first before throwing it into the water. The Rambam, Paskins Legamre Lekula, you could throw it into the water even without crumbing it first. Or Mefazer Beruach and throw it into the Ruach, or throw it into the water, then you would be allowed to go ahead and do that. Lekula, like the Sheet of Yosef, Elin Kane once again, unless it is Chametz Kosh, unless it's hard Chametz, then you would have to go ahead and break it up first. Let's now see inside the Shulchan Aruch how we pass in Siman Tov Mem Hey, the bottom of page 38. Ketzad Bir Chametz. How do you mekayim the mitzvah of Bir Chametz? We've already mekayim Bedika. We've done our first bittel, like we learned in Hilchos Bedikas Chametz. Now you want to go ahead and do your Bir Chametz. Ketzad Bir Chametz. Sorfo of Poruro Vezora LeRuach or Zorkor LeYam. You can go ahead and burn it, or crumb it and throw it into the wind, or you throw it into the water. Okay, who's this like? This is mamish like the most makel sheet of the sheet of the Rambam, the Paskins. You could even just throw it into the yam without mefora. And then he says, "Vimaya chametz kosha. If it is mechametz kosha, vimaya ve'ena yam mechatchol b'mehira. It's not going to fall apart into the water right away. Hareizem mefora ve'achagach zarkal yam. There, then you're going to have to mefora and zarkal yam. The Shulchan Aruch is the shita of the Rambam Paskin Lekula over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah, even within the sheet of the Mechaber, he now brings in the sheet of the Rush. First wide line at the end of Sikot and Hay on page 39, he says, Vida, the Kama Poskim, he brings down many Poskim that are Machmirin, Afilu Bepas, even if you're dealing with bread, Sheinu Kasha, Dubai Peru, Shematil, Layam, Lenar, you have to go ahead and Mefire it and then throw it into the Yam or the Nar. So if you're going to go like the sheet of the Chachamim, and you're not going to go ahead and burn your chametz, so therefore he says over here that you first have to be machmir for the sheet of the Rush and first crumb it, and then go ahead and throw it into the ocean, the yam, whatever it might be, you go ahead and mekayim the mitzvah like that. That's all within the sheet of the Mechaber. However, says the Ramah, Vaminag Lasarfo, even though he agrees, Mikra de Dina, we pass him like Chachamim, he says, the Minag is to do Sreifas Chametz, like we probably all know that our fathers go ahead and we actually burn our Chametz. We don't go ahead and go to the nearest beach and throw our Chametz in there, or just throw it in the air. We actually burn our Chametz. That is the Minag of Olam, I believe, even amongst Sardim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikatan Vav. Why? Because we are choshesh for the poskim that hold that you must do sreifa. The chamim obviously also hold you could do sreifa. So therefore, to get in all the shitas, we go ahead and sorry for chametz. The alfino minosar shubis sreifa. Because we learn out from nosar that is dafka b'sreifa. So too over here we have to do it. Go ahead and do it b'sreifa. So that is how we paskin alach lameisa. The end of the day, most poskim are knowing. Could say to be knowing like the sheet of Rabbi Huda to actually go ahead and burn your chametz. If you want, for whatever reason, you don't have matches, or whatever it is, you can't have a fire, then you have what to be somach, and you can go, like, at least like the sheet of the Rush, you want to throw it into the, you want to give mefazer, then you could actually flush it down, then go ahead and flush it down the toilet. That would also be a good way of getting rid of your chametz. Let's just finish off the Ramah over here. He says, v'tov l'sarfa b'yom, once we learn it out from Nosar, so the din of Nosar also says the Ramah, v'tov l'sarfa b'yom, dumi to Nosar, she had Nisra b'yom, just like Nosar was burned during the daytime, so you should mekayim the mitzvah of Sreifa Dafka during the day. After your B'tikas Chametz, don't just burn it then. Wait till the next day. Ah, im rotzel l'sarfa miyad. But if your whole purpose is going ahead and burning it, achar b'tika k'deish lo yigarenu chulda, you have mice issues in your house, or you just have children issues in your house, you're afraid they're going to get to your chametz. Therefore, your shus be other, you can go ahead and burn it already at night if you want to get rid of your chametz at that point. So the reason the Ramah says to do dafka during the day is dumya de nosar. We learn out from nosar that it was done during the day. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down another reason why we dafka do it during the day. Why do we dafka do it during the day? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot and Zayim, Umaril Kot of Tam Acher. He brings out another reason. The Nachlin Yoter Lisrof Bayom. Like we learned earlier on in Bedikas Chametz, that there are two bittels. We have a bittel b'shas bedika, We have a bit of abdika on the chametz that we don't know about, but however, we still have chametz left over that night. We're going to eat it after bidigas chametz. We're going to have chametz the next morning for breakfast. We're going to have bidigas. We're going to have chametz in the morning. We don't want to mevatel that. Not only that, we don't want to mevatel the 10 pieces of bread or any other chametz that we're burning, because when we mevatel it, we're not going to mekayim tashbisu because it doesn't belong to us. Therefore, we do a second bittel after the beer chametz. So we're afraid, says the Maril, if you do it at night, you're going to be sumach on that first bittel, you're not going to do another bittel. Therefore, dafka, we do it during the day to remind ourselves that right after you do beer chametz, you bring your agada with you, and it tells you after you do beer chametz, you go ahead and say the second bittel. If you would do it at nighttime, you might still have chametz left over. You don't want to move out till you want to eat that chametz the next day. So that bittel will not be a good bittel, the second one. So therefore, you should go ahead and mevato, do beer, dafka during the day, and then go ahead and do your bittel right after that time. Fine. Now, the poskim all write that there's an important thing that people could mess up. You want to do streifas chametz, so that's gevaldik. But if you're doing streifas chametz, the way you'd say the best way to do streifas chametz, so you're going to pour a bunch of gasoline or get some lighter fluid, and you pour it all over your chametz, and therefore when you wipe all the way up the match, it will go ahead and burn your chametz very well. Say the poskim, not only not good, you're not mekayim your mitzvah this way. Why? Because if once you pour the gasoline, once you pour the lighter fluid over your chametz, you're mevatlet from the shame chametz. It's no longer chametz anymore. It's not roi lachilas kelef. So when you go ahead and strike the match now and light your chametz up, you are not mekayim your mitzvah tashbisu at all. So say the poskim, you're not allowed to do that. You want to put in some edible oil or something like that. Whatever it might be, flammable things that are edible, that's not going to mevatel from shem chametz, that would be fine. You want to put a little lighter fluid on a piece of paper next to it that'll help light it on fire. That's going to be fine. But the poor neft onto the chametz itself, you're mevatel your mitzvah of beer chametz. You're not going to mekayim your mitzvah in the correct way. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying this. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, both in Elicha Shlomo and Perek Vav, and also it's in Shalmei Moed, also in the end of the din of Bedikas Chametz over there. He also brings down this din of the neft. Don't think this is just in the Ramah who holds that you have to be so refit. This is even within the Shita of the Mechaber, the Shita of the Rambam, who says that you could mevatel your chametz in any way. You could say mevatel your chametz in any way to complete tashbisu. Over here, you are killing your chametz. Okay, so over here, you're not even mekayim the mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda or according to Chachamim, says the Rosh Hashanah. You're just mevatel it from shem chametz. That's not the way to mekayim the mitzvah. You have to do tashbisu. This is getting rid of your chametz and making it passing from achilas kelev, and therefore you're not going to mekayim your mitzvah alukule Alma, if you go ahead and pour lighter fluid over your things. Fine. How much do you have to be sorif your bread? So it says over here, the Mishnah Berurah, and Sifkatan Aleph, sorfo ad shenaseh b'chamim. You have to sorif it until it comes mama's charcoal. Okay? It doesn't cause it's nothingness anymore. It's so burnt. It's not what we would call burnt. It's much more than that, to the point where it would just fall apart. It's just kamamish, like coals, when it is done being sorif. And therefore, if you want to mekayim the din karoi, that's what you have to do. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has a kasha on the whole thing over here. He says, if that's really true, you have to wait till that point. It's so burnt. He says, before this point, it's already not roi lachilas kelev. So let's say 5 minutes into the burning process, it's already not roi lachilas kelev. Only 10 minutes into the burning process, it's going to get to this point. It's already not roi lachilas kelev at the point of 5 minutes. So you're not mekayim your mitzvah either when you do this. Okay? It leaves in sarachin. The end of the day, l'chora. The answer is that it's one process over here. It's one myself throwing into the fire. Therefore, 5 minutes, yes, it's not roi lachilas kelev. It's the same maysa that goes ahead and ends up burning up your chametz. That is definitely, obviously, the way to do it. If you have to do streifa, that's the only way. It obviously goes in levels. You're going to be mekayim your mitzvah. Shlomo Zalman was not saying not to do it. He just was saying as an idea why you're mekayim your mitzvah if it's already not going to be roi lachilas kelev before this point. But at the end of the day, is you should stay there until you see your chametz. People come and they just go throw their chametz and they go back home. That's not good. Why? Because very simply, number one, the chametz could fall on, it might not ever get burned, you're not mekayim your mitzvah, you might still have your chametz, they're not mekayim your mitzvah tashbisu. You sit there watching your chametz to make sure it is going to get, it is fine, not it does. I heard some people just leave it at the shul, and the shul goes out and burns their chametz. I guess it works, all you the shlichus, it does work. But why not mekayim the mitzvah, you know, with yourself? You should go out and mekayim your mitzvah yourself. That's the correct way of doing it. Regardless of the fact, then how do you know for sure it was done the correct way? Okay, beseder, so therefore, one should mekayim their own dinim, that would be the best way of of doing it. Make sure it gets to the point where it is pechamim, and therefore you mekayim your mitzvah k'roi. Fine. Now, last thing is today, Mishnah Berurah, the end of Sifkatan Zayin, brings down another thing that we've learned in different times, different halachas. It says over here, im yesh lo hashanas. If you still have your hoshanas left over from Sukkot, okay, people are showing me their hoshanas, they leave on the top of the Aron Kodesh, many people, some people bring them home. Im yesh lo hashanas, tov li sof hachametz v'hoshanas. It's good to use the hoshanas as part of your firewood. Since we already use it for one mitzvah, now we'll use it for a second mitzvah. That's a general klal we have. Once you use something for one mitzvah, it's good to use the same chayfetz for a second mitzvah also. So therefore, people save their hoshanas. Some people save their lulavim also to go out and put the lulav in the fire. Doesn't mean to put the plastic bag in the fire. It means to take the lulav out and put the lulav in the fire also in order to take part and parcel of the mitzvah of tashbizu. Some people use their Hanukkah wicks and leftover oil that they have left over from Hanukkah and use that also in Sevas Chametz, different minhagim on this din. But this is where it comes from. Here is the Makor once again from this Mishnah Berurah brought down in the Achronim. We saw it also in Hilchos Sukkah, the same idea to leave over the Hoshanas left for the time of Mitzvahs, Bir Chametz, Adkan for today.